right, off you go.
While the area in front of the sculptor factory and the general area around the city here was quite busy, transport wasn't moving very fast. As again you look towards the river with the sextant corner straight ahead on your right and the opening behind it, which took the track from where the Elysian Tower and complex is now, that was known as the Victoria Quay siding. And despite the fact that traffic was going slow, be it road or be it rail, just by the sextant bar cutting was the scene of a fatal accident in 1945. A steam engine, as it would have been at the time, pulling some 6 wagons of grain up from after being loaded off a ship on Victoria Quay, which is now Kennedy Quay, down towards where we'll say the Idlehour Bar and Victoria Road would be. It was proceeding, and the rules at the time were 5 miles an hour and preceded by a flagman. The engine was coming out of the siding onto Albert Street, right in front of the sculptor factory, when it collided with a horse and dray. Now, the man that was driving the horse and cart, sadly, was seriously injured and died on the scene. And his name was Walsh, and he came from Custom House Street. Now, Custom House Street is a wide street now facing the Custom House, but it was a much narrower street at that stage and that time. There are still some houses in Anderson Street, which is a very narrow street there between Parnell Place and Custom House Street, and they would have been typical of the houses that would have been in Custom House Street. It was widened when Jury's Hotel was built and the grain silos, mills and warehouses there were knocked for that building. My late mother remembers the story of him being trapped for hours in the wreckage, and she said all the doctors could do there, they couldn't free him, was to give him morphine, but he died at the scene. That was in 1945.